This is Friday.
Woohoo!
Oh, Lord.
You make the funniest face when you do that.
Man, first of all, we just pray that y'all have a great weekend that's coming up, that y'all go to some great, awesome Bible teaching church, and just enjoy yourself, man.
We discuss the secret to enjoying the holidays. Sound intriguing?
Yeah, well, let me read the scripture to you and see if you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Luke 10:38-42. And Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem. They came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by a big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her."
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so what's the big secret?
The secret is...
Should we tell them now, or should we wait till
the... I think we're going to tell them now.
Okay.
The secret is being too busy.
The secret to that, though... To handle that is spending time with the Lord.
That's right. I mean,
that's the secret to enjoying the holidays.
We're going to be discussing more topics on holidays. Mm-hmm. And this is, we had another one earlier this week, and this is another one kind of coming up to the holidays. But listen, being busy, oh my gosh, I got all these presents to buy. And man, we got to go to three houses on the same day. And oh my gosh,
How are you going to do all that?
Yeah.
And have a great attitude?
Yeah. Why don't you just stop?
Do-do-do.
And do what Mary did. Sit at his feet and listen to him.
Okay, now what does that mean?
That means read his word.
That means if you can...
Yes.
I would do it first thing in the morning. If you can't, that's okay.
Or throughout the day.
Throughout the day, in the evening, fill up on him.
That's right.
Fill up on him, because you're going to get into nights where you're not sleeping as much. You're going to have cranky kids.
Yep.
Kids are going to be trying to
you're
get out of
cranky.
School. You're going to get, it's just chaos if we're not on top of it. But you spend that time with the Lord. And it might even just be 10 minutes. He can take 10 minutes of a sincere attempt on your part and make it as if it was hours.
Yeah.
And you will just enjoy yourself. You will enjoy all these wonderful things coming up. You'll enjoy being with people that you're really not looking forward to going and being with.
Yeah.
God will give you ways to go and endure that. And some people have to endure, honey.
Yeah.
But he can remind you to go in there with the right mindset. Go in there and find something good about everybody in that room. Make a decision. When your thoughts start going south, go, nope, everybody in this room is a child of God, and there is something good about every one of them, and I know what it is, and I'm going to choose to camp on that all night or all day. Whatever you have to do.
That's right.
God will give you creative ways to not just have to go and endure.
Right.
But to go and enjoy his presence and his people.
That's right. And what did Jesus say to Martha? "Martha, you are so worried and upset over all these details." I'm guilty of it, man. And I just got finished telling Teresa, I want to get my, whatever gifts I may give this year, I want to get it over earlier this year, because, man, I always wait to the last minute, And, I want it to be smoother, because I want to spend time with Jesus, I mean, gosh, we get so entangled, man. We forget, the reason for the season.
Mm-hmm. We're stressed, but we're really just so blessed.
Yeah, we're so blessed, man. And sometimes you got to say one of the shortest things in the world as far in the dictionary. No. You just can't do it all.
You can't. And not be someone other people want to be with.
Because you end up trying to do it all that day or that week's coming up to it. And it gets here, and it's over.
And you're a maniac getting ready for it.
And you're exhausted.
Yeah, it's like, what happened? It's over.
Because you know what? The busyness was there, but the joy was in the closet.
Mm.
And what Jesus wants is the joy to be there and the busyness to be in the closet. You know, what would Jesus have really loved for Martha to do? You know, Lord, I'm fixing you this big meal, and you and your disciples, because I want to really make you a great meal. But if it's okay with you, can I sit down next to Mary and just listen to you for a while? Mm-hmm. We may eat a little bit later, but I'd love to just hear you, talk to you. That's what he wants from you. He wants you to say, you know what, Lord? I can't make it to this function because I've got so many others to go to. Would you mind if I just sit next to you?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I just talk to you? Do you mind if I just listen to you? What's he going to say? Of course. Of course. That's what I'm here for.
And he'll redeem that time.
Oh, man. Yeah. And then, you know, the time that you thought you didn't have that you because of your business, all of a sudden, man, it starts getting a little bit smoother.
People are, you know, all of a sudden my schedule's gotten a little bit less. I've had a few cancellations in my schedule. The kids, all of a sudden, you know, that changed their schedule. Yeah. And, wow. I mean, God can cause things like that to happen.
I know my mentor for many years, Bill Bornstein, he's a pastor in Phoenix at Harvest Bible Church, a great church in Phoenix, Arizona. If you're in Arizona, give a shout out to Bill and his church. But I remember his oldest son was involved in so many sports and so many activities at school. And they had a family meeting. I mean, both his sons were. And they had a family meeting. And he just looked at him and he said, okay, I want you to pick two things. And then the rest of them got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as young boys, they said, no, Dad, we don't. He looked at him and said, listen, if Jesus isn't first, you're not going to do any of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they had to let a lot of things go.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened? Man, I tell you what, the floodgates opened up for those two boys.
Because
then they started spending time with Jesus.
That's right.
You know, and that's what he wants. You know, he doesn't want the busyness of the holidays to get you all stressed out.
Mm-mm.
And we know it can be stressful, man, with all the commercials and all the commercialism going on and people going crazy on the roads. And I mean, I'll be honest with you, in the restaurant business, the holidays are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people come into our restaurant sometime and they just gripe at us for maybe forgetting their gravy or something. Right. And you're thinking,
that really was not the problem.
This came in way before, you know, their problem came in way before they did.
It had nothing to do with the gravy.
Right. And so I try to remember that, you know. And I remember this one lady one time did that. And she was just crying. This is on a Sunday. And she had her Sunday clothes. And she was just griping out my food to go, girl. And I went up to her and I said, man, what's the problem? And she said, well, she forgot my gravy and I had to come back, you know, and I was at my car and had to walk all the way back here. And I said, I'm sorry. She just made a mistake, but I'll be happy to get that for you. And how about a piece of pie with that on the house?
Mm.
Okay, that'd be good. So I gave it to her and I looked at her and I said, how was church today?
Mm.
And she just looked at me. She kind of got a tear in her eye.
Yeah.
And she said, thank you.
Mm.
I'm sorry the way I acted.
Did she really?
Yeah. And I said, you know what? You don't have to apologize to me.
Mm.
We all make mistakes. And it was during the holidays.
Mm.
She was stressed out.
Mm.
I said, you know what? We're all stressed out.
Well, we have to ask ourselves, what's the worst thing that can happen if you say no to a few of those things? If you're a people pleaser, if you're an approval seeker,
I was the worst.
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
But once you can work through all that and you realize it when it's over, you know, it's do you really even remember what you did last year?
It's kind of like, you know, I mean, this has nothing to do with it. It's kind of like the Super Bowl. Everyone, you know, if you're a sports fan, everyone gets excited about the Super Bowl. Then a year later, you go,
Who won
the Super Bowl last year? Mm-hmm. Who won the college national championship last year?
And we're not minimizing that. Excitement.
Well,
we love to have a great time, but we also like peace.
Yeah.
We also like to be calm. We also like to be people other people want to be around because we're not so stressed.
Yes.
You know, we want to go into a place and be a blessing.
Absolutely.
Whatever's going on that's the negative or the opposite, we want to go in and be the positive.
That's right.
And you can't do that if you're a mess inside, if you're lacking sleep, if you're not eating right, you haven't been able to work out. All of those things in the natural is part of this too. It's mind, body, and spirit.
Well, I'll tell you, we just went to a funeral the other day. Teresa's Aunt Levita passed away, and boy, she was just an awesome Christian lady. Just unbelievable.
93
years old. But you know, she never let the busyness get in front of Jesus. And one thing she would always say, and this is one thing I'm really going to try and do myself, and we encourage you to do the same thing. When someone asks how you're doing, just don't go, well, I'm doing all right, or, you know, well, you know, this. What she would say, hey, Aunt Levita, how are you doing today? Whether she was in pain or everything in her life was going awry, she would go, I'm fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
She showed. She showed a lot of Jesus every day of her life, because every day someone would say, how you doing, Levita? I'm doing fantastic. And they know exactly what she meant. She's doing fantastic because Jesus is in our life.
Yeah, right. She had no reason to complain.
That's exactly right.
None of us do when we look at it that way.
That's right. But you know what? The one way to get around this busyness and to get your focus where it needs to be.
And your priorities straight. Yes. Because you get your priorities straight, get your focus straight, he will work all of that out.
He will. But the only way he can do that is if you give your life to him. Have you done that? Did you think you did that at one time and you're realizing, man, I never gave my heart to Jesus. But it's a great time, you know, right now during the holidays, you know, to really give your life to Jesus, man. Start focusing on him and watch this busyness in your life go away. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, or if you'd like to come back to him, man, he's ready. He is ready right now. So please pray this prayer with us, after us, and know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want the busyness of this world to get in front of you anymore. Today, I give my heart, my soul, and my mind to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all so much. And if you prayed that prayer of salvation, please let us know.
Well, enjoy your Friday.
Yeah.
Enjoy your weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to a great church this weekend. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you're a new believer, ask them if they have a discipleship program. Man, have someone walk near you.
Yeah, and if you're just not sure where to go to church, you know what? Do this. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to where he wants you to go to church. We pray that it's a church that preaches Jesus.
That's right.
You know, truth from the Word of God. But maybe let some traditional ways of thinking go.
Yes.
And pray to be led by the Holy Spirit to the church that he wants you to attend.
That's right.
And that you're going to be surprised at what you're going to find.
That's right. Because it's not by works, it's by faith.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. Okay. Whoop, we're buzzing too.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. And until we talk to you on Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.